is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
First off, let us say this. Thank you to those of you that went by and supported and brought toys and cash donations to the Leo Santa toy drive. Presented by attorney Rob Inario.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody.
Yes. Everybody that was a part of that and had a hand in it. Thank you very much. I've not seen an email with final stats, but I'm sure that... I forget how long that takes. God, what year did we start that?
04 or 05.
And, yeah. It was just like two shows in a row, and then it's, hey, what do you guys think about doing 28 whole hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, what do you think? but a freaking awesome calls. And then, you know, Paige's Friday had to be so crazy because, you know, it's one thing, and look, you can correct me all day if you want to, but I know how I feel about this. And this is not a slight. To go down to, you were doing it live at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, and you're around all these police officers, and I saw, you know, fire trucks holding the big American flag and all that. All these people are there. So you probably dress up a little more. Not that you dress down here, but I'm saying knowing that you're going to be there and there might be cameras and everything, probably you'll put a little more, you know. I swear to God, that's not a slight. I'm about to prop you up big time.
Hopefully, yeah.
Did that sound slightish?
I don't think so.
Well, I know. I was getting eye rolls before I finished. But it sounded like it was going down a real bad path. But I'm saying, so you, Friday was a long day for you.
It was, but it was fun.
To get on there and do all that, pardon me, microphone. And then later that night, we had our very rare appearance. That was the big comment, first off, on social media. What did y'all do to get Fat Boy out on a Friday night?
Right?
I know, man.
What did you do to get Fat Boy out on a Friday night?
That was fun.
He didn't have a choice.
He didn't have a choice.
But it was fun.
He had a good time. He always has a good time, but he has to not have a choice or he won't show up.
Yeah, it worked out.
It was fun.
That's how we get you at the boys' night then. We'll say, you don't have a choice. We'll burn your apartment down.
Yeah, you got to go.
We'll alert the other apartment dwellers, get out, but we will burn your house down.
I'll give you a day off if you go, yeah. That was really fun.
I noticed that Paige was doing a lot of shopping. Now, I also think that it could have been holiday shopping, Christmas shopping for others.
Oh, no.
You got girlfriends.
That would be the excuse. It's Christmas shopping for me.
I was trying to give her one just to sell you.
I'm not that nice.
That was for Tina. That was for, you know, that redheaded
girl. That would
be
kind of weird. Here, have some lingerie to my friends.
That is got to be a weird thing for straight people to gift to each other. Yeah. Even though, like, you know, maybe the girl hasn't, you know.
Why is it a weird thing for straight people to give each other, though? Weird, anybody? I'm just curious why. I mean, it's an honest question, not a jerk question.
I think
question.
That straight people are just too, not us, not our listeners, but you know, straight people are like, oh, I don't want to talk about sex.
Oh, it's like I guess you. Yeah.
I think when you're open like that and this is just knowing what I know. I think that you don't care what people think, so you just go and live your life. And you know, a lot of people that are in, you know, so-called straight relationships, they're not happy. They need the services of dildos and stuff,
of course.
But they want to hide it. I used to sell dildos, dude. We had to put them in a brown bag so people could not. They were ashamed. They're there with friends at a party, drinking.
Well, they went back into a private room and come out with a brown bag.
I wasn't even allowed to go in there. The lady that worked for me, I couldn't yet not even. They said we feel they may feel uncomfortable around you.
Yeah, but you.
She was real horny.
But you can't literally just slap a shipper label on them and it gets there. I know people who've done it. You can put a shipping label on one and send it. It's fine, apparently.
Well, if I had Fat Boy's address,
I'll look it up.
I'd 25. Send him a bag.
Hey, look.
You know, I noticed that at Adam and Eve. I asked Melissa, I said, do you guys have a whole bag of them?
Yeah.
The bag I got was nice. Not as big as a bag as a couple customers walking out with. But.
Oh, well, that was one thing. This is why, God, this is why P1s are so much better and different than listeners of any other show. It's because we're there. And we were not, I had to constantly be reminded, hey, don't film in the store. Because, you know, people are they don't, yeah. You know, some of those straight people, they don't want to be seen what they're buying or whatever.
Yeah, you want to be discreet, so people want to be discreet.
So I'd only film Fat Boy in real isolated things. But mm-hmm. So we decided we would go outside, and Nine, you were on our Facebook Live, and I was on our Instagram Live.
Yep.
And we were live streaming. And then, you know, sometimes when people maybe aren't not paying attention too closely, and they may not even realize you're on live social media. They'll come up to say, hey, Rozga, you know, that kind of thing.
Why am I?
And then I was like, hey, I'm not going to put you on camera, but can we? He's like, I don't give a damn. And then his wife, I believe,
Oh, yeah.
P1 Skinny.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
Yeah, P1 Skinny and his wife. I don't remember her name. I'm terrible at names.
So I was like, well, we're going to turn this into a bit then. We want to see what's in that bag. And one of them said, which one? When he brought out of there. So then we got to go into his bag. And I was hoping for something more exotic. It was a pair of panties and a purple,
phallus.
It looked like an old video game controller.
It was definitely a phallus.
What that thing was for. And, but then the part, though, that really intrigued me was that people who have tattooed penises, it's almost like they want you, like, first of all, they have to tell you they have it, right?
Got to. It's like when you're on the registry, you got to tell people.
Well, I mean, nobody's going to see it unless they're, you know, around you in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so he goes on to say that he had his penis tattooed. And I didn't ask to see it or anything, but then I had questions about getting that done. And this audio isn't the best. It's pulled off of Instagram Live, but you kind of get the gist of what he's saying here.
What did you say? You have a tattooed... Yes. Oh. You got to stretch it out like Stretch Armstrong to tattoo it.
For like an hour?
I don't know, about an hour.
How long before you can take care of Mrs. Skinner? Or maybe, I don't know,
3 days.
3 days before you can.
And then probably putting the lotion on it to make it feel better actually ends up hurting.
No, it makes it feel good.
Gets you with a tattoo on there, like it makes it break back up.
Not really. No.
Can you think about being a put a needle in your it's going to suck in like a damn turtle.
Many of you have tattoos.
Yeah.
Many of you have many tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
And full-size ones.
Both.
My goodness.
But you know, like, that conditioning or that the reconditioning of your skin after you get any tattoo work done, you got to, you know, you put the stuff on it. And then some people leave it wrapped up. I always put saran wrap over mine so you could see them still.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid looking, but I don't care. I look like I was burned. What's wrong with your arm?
This tattoo looks funny too when it's shrink wrapped.
Yes, but so he said 3 days after having his you know penis tattooed.
Yeah,
I find that.
I
believe him. Trust me, I'd seen the guy. He was wild.
But from like tattoos I've gotten 3 days later, I mean. Kind of scabbed up.
He like a member of Godsmack.
Yeah.
He really did.
He could have been. Or Roddy Wood.
And then 3 days later, but then the process, I mean, I never thought about that.
Uh-huh.
The process of, like, the tattoo artist needs both hands.
Yeah.
And it's, I.
But he's like, you got to hold it.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine what that what that looks or what it feels like. I don't want to know what it feels like. That can't be a punishment either.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
It'd be a punishment. You cannot do it. It's not allowed.
No.
That goes against the health stuff.
Well, most people be able to video it, so we don't want to.
Well, that's true. That's true.
We can video, we're just going to show anybody.
And furthermore on that, 3 days afterwards, and like, you know how like, when you, even if you have like a scab on your arm, yeah, or anywhere on your body, like eventually the scab's going to come off.
It is.
Ah, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Poppy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, you get to get more intimate places tattooed too.
Yeah.
Goodness, like where?
Like, you know, not too far from that area.
The Mike Chioda, right around there. All right. So if you're thinking about getting that done, you got to work in at least 3 days before you can use it again. And I also thought, I was asking, like, putting the lotion on it, like, that would, I feel like I'd become aroused again.
You don't want to do that?
I know. Yeah. You don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that at all.
All right. Somebody had an awesome week of pigskin picks. Somebody had a real bad week of pigskin picks, according to Fat Boy.
We got some separation for sure.
We do.
Yep.
All right. Well, we got to be separated for a year.
You do.
In this state.
In this state.
All right. Pigskin picks, the recap, and we'll go live on the live stream. You can watch that Facebook.com/RiseGuys, Twitter and Instagram at The Rise Guys. Oh, yeah.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Morning, everybody.
Here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, boy. You. It's time for... What? Help me with this. What week are we reviewing right now?
14.
Okay, so we'll go into 15.
Yep.
Yeah, well, the lighter slate. It gets lighter and lighter. Week 14. Panthers are on a bye, and the Saints play tonight, so that's why we didn't pick those two. But, you know, next week there's like six teams on the bye. It's the last bye week. Which those bye weeks should be, you know, open, but, you know, that's something else you can talk about another day.
We're live right now on our live streams as far as video goes.
Yeah, you can text social to 72341, TLCMotors.com, text line. Standard mission data rates apply. We'll send you a link to all of them. Mouthful.
Ton of conference championships. I don't know if you boys got to watch any. Probably
watch. Well, I saw a little bit. I didn't see much.
Did you see the Friday night game? See, I forgot it was Friday night. Pac-12 championship. That was Utah and USC. You know, we all thought USC was going to get them back. They lost it in the end. The first time they got together wasn't even close this time. Utah won 47-24. USC was favored by 2.5. We all picked them.
Yep. They got their ass kicked.
God.
I think me and Matt are trying to figure out why Matt's in the dark.
I made like a silhouette on the video. Yeah, it's like, God.
You like your identity's being concealed in Unsolved Mysteries.
No, that's too much.
Yeah. That's the thing.
It's weird. Like, there's no like.
There's no happy medium with the lights at all.
No.
Even though we have a dimmer, there's no happy medium with a dimmer.
Well, the dimmer isn't. Yeah. It doesn't dim enough.
Mm-hmm. Right now it's dim too much.
And we have to turn Paige's TV off because the reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah, it don't dim good. The Big 12 championship. TCU favored by 2.5. Well, they lost by 3 points to Kansas State.
Yeah, they did.
Guess who picked TCU? All of us.
Everybody.
Every damn one of us. But see how this is starting out, right? It's not starting out good. SEC championship, LSU and Georgia. Georgia wins 50-30. They were favored by 17.5. I believe they covered.
Big time.
Yep. This is where we got separation. Paige and myself went Georgia. Madman LSU, or Madman and I go LSU.
My name is not LSU.
It is now. Non. So I got some separation there. Got some coming up here too. The AAC championship, UCF and Tulane. Shout out Tulane. Tulane -4. They covered 45-28. The only person that went UCF was old Matt Man.
Golden Knights.
He went with old Gus Malzahn.
Aren't they Golden Knights?
Yep.
All right.
Everybody else goes Tulane. We ripping through, man.
There we are.
ACC championship, Clemson, North Carolina.
Ripping through them what? Bad or good?
Not good. I mean, we tearing through.
Yeah, we getting through the games in a hurry.
No, you good. Why don't you do it again?
You must have said a bad word just then.
Well, you're far from it.
I almost said, instead of Clem, a female body part. Clemson -7.5. Well, they covered. They win 39-10. The only person to go UNC to cover was me. I thought they could cover 5.5. They suck, man. They defense suck. Mm.
Did that one guy, I did watch a little piece of that game. That one UNC player that was down forever. Is he all right?
Yeah.
You were probably cheering for it.
I missed a lot of that game.
Really?
Yeah. No. I was getting home late. And
what did you do that was more important than that?
You go to a parade?
No. Well, it was a Christmas party that was near a parade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I went to one of them.
No,
old started party? Playing adult-oriented Pictionary, essentially.
Oh, I got to play a little putt-putt.
Did you?
Indoors, which is kind of cool. It was movie-themed.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, man, that's a whole separate rant.
I was about to say, what is movie-themed indoor putt-putt?
But that's kind of fun, actually.
It's a local place. It's new, but it's a smidge pricey.
Mm-hmm.
Probably shouldn't be that high.
Well, probably regular putt-putt probably is now.
Yeah, everything. Yep.
You don't have Super Saturday anymore. Uh-uh. $5 for all you can play.
Oh, that was
and
fun.
A hot dog and a Coca-Cola.
Well, that was 30-plus years ago.
Well,
I have to remember that. That's a Wadehampton place.
I think down the road here, it's like $7-8 a person now. They get jumped up.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Just to go putt-putt.
$1,000 getting in Disney now, probably.
You use the same clubs, the same balls, everybody else. Nothing's changed in 20 years, but it's $8 a person now.
Jeez Louise.
Play golf for 40 minutes.
I mean, it was fun, but it was just a little, you know, a little high.
I love miniature golf. I don't care for regular golf. I love miniature golf.
Do you get to drink and do it?
No, that's separate. I mean, you can, but I mean, it's
expensive.
Yeah, there's no getting around it. It's just high everywhere. So I picked North Carolina, the Big Ten championship. Michigan, 43-22. They covered the 17. We all picked Michigan. We all get a win on that one.
Hell yeah.
Still, God dang it, man.
Stillers, they did it.
Freaking Stillers. Stillers and Facklin. Stillers favored by one. They win 19-16.
We all Tana Flackens. All Tana Flackens.
We all missed it. We all picked Flackens.
Yeah, of course.
Flackens go to Flackens at some point.
This one, people got to believe in the Eagles, man. They for real.
More like Turdy Birds.
Yeah, the Eagles are damn great.
They look like it, man. 35-10, they beat the Titans. They were favored by 5.5. They covered. Madman and myself go Titans. Paige and I go Eagles.
Needed that.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Fly, baby, for the week. Winning the week at 5-3. Paige.
Oh.
Freaking Paige. Look at that. 9 comes in at 4-4. Here come the losing records. I'm 3-5. And last place, only a game behind me is Madman at 2-6.
Everybody's usually at least 500. This is an unusual week.
It's the monthly record, too.
I'm the guy in the far right corner of the screen. Who I am is being protected.
Yes.
What is that? I was trying to think of how to word that.
Yeah, if it was Unsolved Mysteries, you'd have the harmonizer changing your voice.
Yes.
Be that real deep voice.
Hoodie over.
Yeah.
If I remember right, we were going to combine December and January's records.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Yeah.
Trust the force.
Obi-Wan.
Obi. Where's Baby Yoda?
Paul. Oh, you said Obi. I thought you said Opie.
Oh, no.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hey, Paul, where's Mom?
That was Grogu. Yeah, so that's the monthly records, man, what I just said. Because it restarts. And nobody cares about the yearlies. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We used to.
Yeah.
We used to. If you gave them out, somebody, if you kept track of them, I'm sure they care.
Yeah, well, me and myself and I are tied at 63-58. Paige is 61-60. Madman's 59-62.
Man, by the end, we'll all be sub-500.
Mm. Pretty much.
Yeah, we're right around.
She won't get anything for it, no prize or nothing. So
the prize is not getting punished.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you don't for the yearly.
Sucks.
So. But, yeah, the slates get smaller. Army-Navy coming up. There's going to be that in pro games until we start picking some bowls.
That's not a good game, though. You already just say, oh, Army-Navy. That's not a good game, is it?
It can be a good game. It can be a fun game. I don't usually watch it, but I mean, it's a big deal to a lot of people. It seems to be, but yeah, I don't.
You should think as patriotic as people are, then that'd be the one.
Well,
I think so. Because Army's got World War II inspired uniforms this year they're going to wear.
Oh, I'll see.
But I would want our best athletes to be fighting in wars. No offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make
them
good.
Is that bad? I really mean no offense by that.
I mean, if you're good, like, you know, David Robinson and Roger Staubach, they should have been able to skip.
Mm-hmm.
Or Willie freaking Mays or Ted Williams.
Yeah.
So the Navy's going to dress like astronauts and the Army's going to dress like World War II.
Oh, and they're different.
Yeah, different color schemes and patterns and stuff.
Wild, man.
It'd be cool, though, if like some World War II soldiers played some astronauts in football.
Black Knights.
There's something you could do with that.
Yeah. No, the Army uniform is badass, though.
Let me see.
Pretty cool. Yeah, Will over here. Look there. World War II inspired.
Old Ironsides patches. That's badass. Wow. Yeah. There's a helmet.
I wonder if that's probably a Fanatics experience.
Probably.
Like everything.
I wonder if you sell those. I've never seen anybody with an Army or Navy jersey. Even one from a couple of years ago you thought would have been a big seller.
I saw Trump football jerseys for sale on the side of Wade Hampton Boulevard yesterday.
Oh, wow. You'll have that.
I sure did.
He's got me on the front. Me
but
on
the guy selling them was wearing a Trump mask. And I'm like, are you doing that because you're selling them or you don't want anybody to know who you are?
Maybe I'll
I wonder what it is. Because a lot of the times it'll be people from the opposing party trying to come in and stir up a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard on one of our sister stations.
Oh.
All right. If you gamble, do it responsibly. If Christmas is coming up, think of the kids and do it responsibly if you can gamble.
Parlay that Christmas money into a bigger gift.
And, you know, we could get that this whole thing sponsored too, like one of the sports betting sites.
Yeah, we could.
That's right. All right. Void were prohibited.
Yeah.
Paige, we never heard of a full total on how much you spent on sexual devices the other night.
$82.
Well, you got a damn good deal because I saw.
It was all panties.
They had to back a truck up to the door.
It wasn't all panties.
It wasn't all panties.
Yes,
panties, don't come in boxes shaped like that.
They don't weigh that high or weigh that much.
Melissa did hook me up with that, I have to say. But I did spend $80 on lingerie.
Might have bought a plug or two.
Wow. Maybe. Who knows? All right.
So she got that one thing I thought was a bong. What do you
want? I won a really nice one.
Oh, yeah. What did you find? Don't say it.
All right.
What are you working on the plugs?
Well, Sharon Stone says doing this hurt her career and it had nothing to do with the crotch shot. You'll find out next what it is in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Okay. What she did. What did she do? She hasn't worked a lot. I noticed that.
Mm-mm.
All right. We'll get into some headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, The Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
The badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige, and we begin with this. Should celebrities be stigmatized for trying to help people? Probably not. But there is a celebrity that says her AIDS advocacy hurt her career, and that would be Sharon Stone.
Yes.
She says that when she started working with Amphar in 1995, her career took a hit. And then she adds, I stayed for 25 years until we had AIDS remedies being advertised on TV like aspirin.
Huh. Yeah. The stigma has been there. And at certain points, just being associated with it in any way would really stigmatize somebody. But I don't know if that's the only thing. There's got to be more to it than that, to why she didn't work for a long time or didn't do much. Part of why she's filthy rich and didn't need to.
I mean, it gets to a point where maybe you're not getting your stuff out to the right people.
Sounds like an excuse that she's just not getting work.
Yeah.
People, are you kidding me? In Hollywood, like, you get beheld for doing things like that.
Yeah, I mean, Roman Polanski has won an Oscar that he couldn't accept because he can't come in the country without getting arrested for terrible things. But that didn't stop him from getting work, but she can't get work because she advocated for AIDS?
Yeah.
Well, that's not what she thinks. She says, it did destroy my career. I didn't work for 8 years. I was told if I said condom again, funding would be removed. Oh.
After what you did in Basic Instinct, you can't say condom.
I was threatened repeatedly. My life was threatened, and I decided I had to stick with it.
If you say condom again, we're going to kill you. Her life was threatened? God bless.
We want you to say rubbers.
You know, they say it's real dark and dirty out in Hollywood, but I just don't have a hard time. I have a hard time believing that.
To that level, you mean?
Yeah, and especially during that time in the 90s in California where a lot of people were dying, I don't believe what she's saying, that she wouldn't be held up to a level of thank you for saying what needs to be said and helping people, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, there was,
Do you think there are celebrities that get turned away from some of this stuff? Like, you're not big enough to really, you know, help us out. So maybe they're like, we don't want your help. So I wonder if it's one of those.
Probably, I'm sure of it. Because, I mean, it happens on a much smaller level to us.
I mean.
It does. They don't like it, but it does.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, I'd love to just go on a rant right now, but it ain't nice to do. I volunteered for charity and never got responded to. And I did it on work email. Oh. I was like, man, God.
Here's a story from April of 2021 where Sharon Stone revealed she's been dropped by her agent because she's difficult. It changed a lot since last spring, didn't it?
A lot of people are sassy and they're hard to work with, and that's why they don't ask you back. Because if you're too much work and too much drama on the set,
you're paying the ass in any job.
You make it stressful for everybody around you.
That's with any job, anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything you do. But she says feels this whole thing was worth it, and she says now 37 million are living with HIV/AIDS, living, functioning, and healthy.
They run commercials for it all the time.
What is it saying?
Man, I don't want to comment on it.
Because it seems to me it's saying, like, you don't have to tell people you have it. Like,
that's the message I get from it.
Because I don't know what the undetected part of it means. That's what it means to me. Like, I don't know. I don't know anybody that's got it.
Magic Johnson, I've met him before.
I never got to meet him.
Yeah. He was wearing a FUBU jersey when I met him.
Hey, Matt, man.
But people still get it, and we have to be sensitive and help others that get sick, you know, and that's a good thing to do for any celebrity or any person.
Yeah.
Like yourself, Matt, man, who wants to get involved in some kind of organization. We need people to care.
They didn't mind taking a check from me a while back.
Didn't we have somebody not take our money years and years ago?
Yep. Don't.
I don't know who it was. I just remember it happening.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we won't say the charity, but we decided to do a fundraiser with a car wash, and it was a bikini car wash at a strip club. And then they would not accept.
Come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's money. A lot of this comes from places you don't want to know where it came from.
Yeah. But it's where you're putting yourself above the cause because, we don't want to be known that our stuff was funded by, strippers and DJs. They've been talking about dildos all morning on the show. But you know what I mean? But they don't mind receiving the, just forget it. It's where they're putting themselves above the charity.
I got in touch with a local charity a couple years ago, and they said that it wasn't projected to raise enough money for them to make it worth it.
Yeah.
So.
You were going to do a charity event, Fat Boy?
Well, this was something that we were all doing when we all had separate ones.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Yeah, okay. That's sad.
It turns out for that one.
It's not enough. It's not enough money to make it worth it. It's not enough free money to make it worthwhile to do very little to nothing.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
Like, what'd they have to do? Absolutely nothing except take a little bit of money for free.
Pretty much. It probably would have been a little bit of money.
Oh boy. Well, live and learn. What else can you say?
That's like turning down $5,000 because you wanted to make 10.
I mean, knowing this person, I imagine a portion of the proceeds would have been of the proceeds. Like very little.
Hey, maybe there'd be a nice fee from experience.
I'll work under the table like hell. Not like that. Pointing to his crotch.
I wonder what you're doing over there.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Bad News Brad? Well, Bad News Brad, he was a man who tried to steal.
How bad news was he?
It was bad news for Brad because he tried to steal from a Walmart during an event and this was the bad news, during a Shop with a Cop event.
This
at
happens
the Walmart.
Every year.
Bad
every
news,
year
Brad.
We do this story about
good
somebody
Lord,
somewhere.
Y'all, please raise your hand.
I do, sorry.
So, Brad was in Florida, and he was arrested for allegedly trying to steal from a Walmart while the store was hosting this big Shop with a Cop event. Not just a few. There were around 40 cops shopping with their kids in the Walmart at the time, including the county sheriff.
With the money of the oh, man.
So, not surprisingly, Brad had some drug paraphernalia on him at the time, including a meth pipe. So we don't know exactly what Brad was trying to steal, but in addition to drugs, he had some Versace cologne on him, and they haven't said what charges he's facing. So he tried to do some shoplifting at the time when there was a ton of cops in the store. And he had meth and paraphernalia on him.
Wow.
That's just like a thrill of the hunt, right? Like a exciting to that person, maybe?
He should just left the meth pipe in his car, or left the meth pipe in his buggy outside.
Right. There's plenty
so
of
it was
there.
His cousin.
God dang.
Shove it in an old prison wallet.
Go ahead.
I'm getting you one for Christmas.
I already got one. I'll show you.
I've seen it, actually.
Yep.
There it is. RFID chipped.
Oh, it's nice. With a shark?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Prison. You didn't even look.
You can't keep condoms in that, though.
Oh, kids today can't. Well, you have to weigh it out. Do you want to have a rubber in there to show your buddies, or do you
want
to be
protected?
Or do you
want your credit stolen? I mean, either way, it's going to cost you some money.
Take turns trying them on like you used to with your friends back in the day.
Yours.
Bunch in the skating ring bathroom.
What?
What are you doing?
I'm just guessing.
Well, if you put it on and he puts it on inside out, it's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you're technically blankering laws.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than ever, really.
Weird dynamic there.
Never. I'm sorry. Let's talk about Christmas lights, shall we?
Perfect transition.
Yeah. When is it the appropriate time to do that? Is there like a rule in your home that you were told all your life that we just put up our Christmas at this time? Or
I don't decorate living alone because there's nothing more depressing than decorating for Christmas when you're the only one in the house. It's sad.
I ain't putting one up this year. Yeah. And it's not, it's exactly what you said, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's like, man.
And plus, where I would put it in my house, it's only, I'm doing it for the neighbors. Yeah. I don't go in that room, so like, mm-mm.
But yeah, every time you walk by a seat, it just crushes your heart.
They should make something that it's like a pyramid of, it's like some kind of thing, it's a stand. It's just lots.
Yeah.
And you put it by the window.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to decorate. It's not even a tree.
Uh-huh.
Just get that silhouette there.
I wonder if I was letting my Charlie Brown tree. See, I have a little Charlie Brown tree because that tree is appropriately depressing for the only person in the house.
Bring back the panty tree.
No.
It's a different time now.
No.
Nine had a tree in his house one time, had no decoration, so girls would bring panties by the radio station.
Yeah, they would. And by the house some.
It draws on them.
Yeah.
Did you find one big enough to make a skirt out of it?
Well, 23% say normally they put them up at the first week of December, right after Thanksgiving. So that's the most common time.
You want my fat ass panties, nine? Here's some fat ass panties, nine.
Now, sometimes you would get some big ones show up. The panties, I mean, I don't see the girls. Panties be big.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. How many pair of panties you get for $82?
Six.
God bless.
Got some nice booty shorts, though. They're really pretty.
Really?
Yeah, I love those.
They come with any accessories or anything?
No.
They're just regular panties.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're nice.
You didn't get that throbbing machine we saw.
That's too loud.
Robin Hood?
Oh, the one I thought you could climb up and set on? And it was just a store model. Yeah, it looked like a saddle with a joystick on the middle of it. All right. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to read your email, theriseguys@aol.com. We've got one that's going to be an update on some stuff that we've talked about. And then another one here from one of the funniest freaking names I've ever heard on a P1. We'll do. You can get yours in, theriseguys@aol.com. Morning, everybody.
This is what awesome sounds like.
The Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.